you know, those heads that we just got from the Federal Reserve, the Cleveland Fed president, saying the task before us is to remove accommodation at the pace necessary. I mean, you've talked about the tightrope that's really the Fed trying to engineer a soft landing without really inducing another recession because of perhaps too aggressive of a rate hike. I'm reading those comments as more hawkish than dovish. What do you see as the downside upside tilts to Fed policy this year?
Yeah, it's really the I think the question of the year ultimately. And you know, while those comments, you know, today are definitely on the hawkish side, and we've had some more hawkish comments ever since you know, Chairman Jerome Powell had started taking some truth pills, I suppose, you know, going back the last couple of months. We also had some dovish comments from Bostic earlier today saying that we could be, you know, likely seeing peak inflation ahead of the CPI report. And so, like you said, it really is a tightrope. You know, we're trying to understand if we're in the middle of this, you know, wage price spiral that may be needing to be broken by the Federal Reserve to, you know, prevent financial conditions from, you know, getting away from themselves and combat some of this inflation issue. And so much of this really is hinging on, you know, what the labor market dynamics are like, and how are we going to see potential wage pressure, you know, make its way into not just, you know, the economy, but, you know, into the financial markets as well, as potentially makes it difficult for companies to support record high profit margins.
Certainly a lot of investors reassessing their portfolio on the back of that expectation of the rate hikes, also after seeing the choppiness in January. How have you kind of readjusted some of your allocations? What do you like?
Yep. Yeah, I think really the most important thing as we enter this, you know, new environment where the markets really aren't being supportive, you know, or nearly supported by the substantial accommodative monetary policy, not just here in the United States, but really across other developed economies and global central banks. And so, you know, as that happens, it becomes much more important to focus on some of the idiosyncratic, you know, differences between companies, what their growth profile look like. And if you look at last year, you know, despite us having a wonderful year and a number of all-time highs met by most of the U.S. indices, really, it came from profit growth and as opposed to multiple expansion. And I think a lot of investors, you know, if they look at the data, would be surprised by hearing that. And so I think it's a very similar situation this year, definitely with the Fed tightening, you know, the lower multiples likely to be warranted by, you know, broad indices. And so growth is going to become, you know, very important as the year goes on, especially as we come off of, you know, the really eye-popping numbers we've seen from an inflation perspective and some of the base effects start to come in. And so our firm is really taking advantage of this pullback that we've especially seen within software. We think there's a lot of opportunities for companies, you know, that have basically that we would consider an enabler and more of a picks and shovels approach that build on top of some of the legacy enterprise software vendors like Oracle and SAP, which for, you know, full disclosure, in particular, those two companies we're not recommending to clients, nor do I own them. But, you know, really as businesses try to get around a lot of the issues that they're having with third-party data, there's been a lot to, you know, discuss about IDFA, you know, going back to the earnings reports that were announced last week. And so companies trying to aggregate this third-party data, have a 360 view of their customer, have that cohesive experience across multiple platforms. There's a lot of businesses there that we're pretty attracted to, given the sell-off that we think will long-term will take advantage of quite a bit of disruption, you know, that's taking place, especially for businesses that are trying to market to their customers in an effective way.
Timothy, last question here. I posed this question to Dan Niles earlier in the program. Quarterly earnings that we're seeing. Margin expansion has been the story, and inflation has been good. Maybe not for software companies, but maybe for some of those more consumer goods-facing companies. They've been able to expand their margins, and as the Fed tightens, do those margins get compressed? And if that is the case, does it mean stay away from stocks as we get towards Q1?
It's hard to say stay away from stocks generally. You know, as we've seen through earnings season so far, you know, management's definitely have been very vocal about, you know, worker shortages. We've seen a lot of consternation over especially low service job availability and seeing that segment of the population come back to the workforce and pricing pressure on wages ultimately being a headwind for earnings and profit margins. But, you know, I think we've seen a lot of pricing in of rate hikes and tightening monetary policy very quickly here in the markets. And I think you know, from our perspective, we're looking back and thinking, how likely is it the Fed, you know, again, to make a policy misstep, but how likely is it to be, you know, possible for them to even raise rates, you know, 5 to 7 times here in the next 12 months with the shape of the yield curve the way it is? And so I think investors need to take a step back and really think about just how much the Fed will be able to tighten, regardless of how much they want to. And if we start to see some positive data related to inflation, the Fed's going to have a stronger argument to not be nearly as aggressive in tightening and perhaps be a bit more accommodative for a little longer. And if that's the case, I think it bodes well for stocks, you know, throughout the rest of the year, assuming, you know, you're buying companies with some decent profit growth that are able to insulate themselves from some of those pricing pressures from wages a bit.
Yeah, a lot of investors hoping things move a little higher after the January that they saw. Timothy Chubb, Gerard CIO, yeah. Good to talk to you today.